This is ESL Podcast's English Cafe, number 10. Welcome back to the English Cafe. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan. And along with Dr. Lucy Say, we are coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. On the English Cafe today, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl and pizza. We are going to do our first song lyric, and as always, we're going to answer some of your questions. Let's get started. Before we get started today, I want to thank everyone who has emailed me their comments and questions. If you have questions, especially about American culture or the way things are done in the United States, feel free to email those to me at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. A couple of weeks ago on the cafe, we talked about Martin Luther King, the famous civil rights advocate, an advocate, A-D-V-O-C-A-T-E, is someone who is in favor and does something to in favor of a certain idea or a certain person. In this case, the idea was for civil rights. He was an advocate. He worked for that goal. Well, unfortunately, his wife and his widow, a widow, W-I-D-O-W, is a woman whose husband has died. If you are a man and your husband and your wife has died, we would say you are a widower with an E-R at the end. Well, unhappily, Coretta Scott King has passed away. And again, passed, P-A-S-S-E-D, away, means that she has died. And that's, of course, a sad event here. This weekend is a very, I'm not sure if it's a happy event. Many people like it. And that is the National Championship of American Football, what is known as the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, two words, Super and Bowl, B-O-W-L. You probably heard of the Super Bowl. It's the when the two best teams play each other. And this year, I think it's in Detroit, Michigan, which is in the sort of in the northern eastern, but not, I guess you would call it a Midwestern state, not an eastern state, but Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, of course, is famous for making American cars. And it's also famous for the Motown sound in music from the 1950s and 60s. Mo, M-O, is actually short, I believe, for motor. And Detroit is sometimes called the Motor City. And so Mo, M-O, comes from motor, M-O-T-O-R. Anyway, the Super Bowl, we're talking about football here. The Super Bowl, American football, is this Sunday, and it has become a huge, very large television event, and much more popular now than it was even 10 years ago. Many people now have parties, Super Bowl parties, and on Sunday afternoon, they go to someone's house and they have a big party. This year, by the way, the teams are from, one is from Seattle, Washington in the northwest of the United States, called the Seattle Seahawks, their team is called. And the other is from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh is located in the state of Pennsylvania. They're called the Steelers, by the way, S-T-E-E-L-E-R-S, because most of the steel that was made in the United States was made in that part of the state of Pennsylvania, and Pittsburgh was an important city, had many different manufacturing plants. A plant, P-L-A-N-T, is a place where something is made. In this case, it was steel. So if you like American football, you can watch the big game this Sunday, February 4th. Now, there was an interesting article in one of the newspapers this morning in the Wall Street Journal, which is the most important financial newspaper in the United States. It's a national newspaper. And the Wall Street Journal had an article about how on Super Bowl Sunday, it is the biggest day for pizza delivery restaurants. So restaurants that make pizzas have a lot of business because, as I was saying before, people have big parties, but they don't want to cook often. And so they will call and order a pizza to be delivered, to be taken to their house. You can also, of course, call and get takeout pizza. And take out, two words, is when you go to the restaurant and pick it up. I believe in Britain, they call that carry away. It's the same thing. So it's a big day for the pizza restaurants. They sell lots of pizzas on Sunday. They also sell a lot of chicken wings. Chicken wings, of course, the wings of a chicken, but they put a type of sauce on them, often a barbecue sauce, we would call it, kind of a black brown sauce, and that is also very popular. I will not actually be watching the Super Bowl game. I don't really like American football all that much, but the most important or the most interesting part of the Super Bowl game is not the actual game. It's the entertainment they have in the middle of the game, what's called halftime. The halftime show is always very big and very elaborate, and they have famous singers who will come and sing to entertain the people who are there at the stadium. So if I watch anything, it will probably just be that show in the middle of the game. But I like to go to a nice restaurant because the restaurants are empty on Super Bowl Sunday afternoon because everyone is home watching the football game. Well, I said we were going to talk about song lyrics today, and I've had several people email me some suggestions. Of course, song lyrics are usually a type of story. So if you talk about the words or the lyrics of a song, you're really talking about that story that the song is about. And song lyrics also have some good idioms, some good informal English as well. And Guillermo from Argentina, La Argentina, Guillermo suggests that I talk about the song Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Well, I was able to get permission from the record company to talk about some of these songs. And another one, Bites the Dust by Queen. I think, I don't know the exact year. I think it is from 19, maybe 77, 78. I remember I was in high school when that song first, we would say when it first came out. For a song to come out, two words, come out, means that it is released. It is made, the band starts selling the song. And this song came out in the late 70s, very popular in the United States still. It's something that you will hear a lot if you go to a basketball game or a football game, especially a high school game. I won't sing it because, trust me, in other words, believe me, you do not want to hear me sing very much. The general hymn, you know, we will rock you. I told you, I can't sing. But the song is about, it doesn't really have a strong story. It starts off by saying, buddy, you're a boy. Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, you probably know is informal for to talk about someone. Your buddy is usually your friend, but sometimes we use that expression in a somewhat negative way. If you say to someone that is bothering you, you might say, hey, buddy. It can be almost a like you want to fight him. So you have to be careful about using buddy. But the expression is, buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. And I'm not sure what that means. Playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. Well, this song, like a lot of songs in informal English, they, instead of saying playing, it's playing. And so the sound at the end of the word is shorter. So playing in the street, gonna, of course, is going to be a big man someday. You've got mud on your face. Mud, of course, is if you put water in dirt from the ground, you get mud. So this poor guy, this poor buddy has mud in his face. You're a big disgrace. To be a disgrace, D-I-S-G-R-A-C-E, means that you are an embarrassment. You've done something wrong. You're a disgrace. It's a very negative thing to say about someone. The last line of the first part of the song is, kicking your can all over the place. Again, kicking is short for kicking, and your can would be a can that you may see on the street, a piece of an empty can that you would kick. The chorus of the song, and chorus, C-H-O-R-U-S, is the part that they repeat over and over again, is we will rock you. Now, this can mean a lot of things. It usually means that we are going to defeat you, that we are going to we're going to fight you, and then we will defeat you. You will lose. So that's sort of why it's always used or often used at competitions, at football and basketball games. Well, the rest of the song isn't really, there isn't really too much to talk about. There's one expression about gonna take on the world. To take on the world means that you are going to fight the entire world. You are going to try to conquer, try to be better than everyone else. Now let's answer a few questions. Again, I've received many questions from you, and I don't have time to answer all of them. But Masako from Japan wanted to know what the expression I bet, B-E-T, I bet, and you bet meant. Well, they actually mean two slightly different things. If someone says, you bet, that means the same as yes, or sure, or of course. Are you going to the store? You bet. It's a very enthusiastic, like you really want to go to the store. That would be you bet. I bet is different, a different meaning. I bet is usually, well, it can be difficult to understand. Sometimes we use I bet when you don't believe someone else. So, for example, you're talking to your friend and she says, John says he's the best basketball player in the world. And you say, I bet, meaning I don't believe him. He's not telling the truth. Now, sometimes you will use that expression to say that you believe someone, but the reason that that is true, whatever it is, the reason it is true is because he did something or she did something wrong. For example, John won the basketball game, and you say, I bet he cheated. He broke a rule. So you're not saying you don't believe it, but you're saying there's a reason why that happened, usually something negative. So I bet is actually somewhat of a negative expression, and you bet is a very positive expression, meaning sure or yes. So thank you for that question, Masako, Masako from Japan. Mustafa from Egypt had a question. And his question was about, we've kind of talked about gonna, meaning going to. There are other words like that in conversational English. Wanna, meaning want to. Wanna, notice there's no T sound in informal English. You'll also hear things like shoulda and coulda. These mean should've. Or should have, and could have. But again, this is informal English and conversational English, but when people are speaking fast, they may use some of these forms. You may hear them. Finally, Landon from San Jose, California, wants to know what the expression speaking of which means. Speaking of which, H-I-C-H, speaking of which, we use that expression, for example, I'm talking about the Super Bowl, and I'm telling you about how they sell a lot of pizzas, delivery pizzas, on that day in the United States. Speaking of which, I had a pizza last night. So speaking of which is when you're talking about something and you want to talk about something else that's related to that same topic, but is different somehow. So in my example, I was talking about selling pizzas on Super Bowl Sunday, and then I changed and talked about how I ate a pizza yesterday, and I connect those two ideas by using the expression speaking of which, meaning we were just talking about that. Since we are talking about that or speaking about that, I will tell you something else about it. So thank you, Landon, for that question. Well, we're about out of time. Remember to visit our website at ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening, as always. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. English as a Second Language podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006.